This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and I call your attention today to the passage from the pen of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Here Paul says, in regard to God, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Bible, of course, has a great deal to say about our learning truth. In John chapter 8, verse 32, the record tells us that Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We cannot be saved except by truth. We must love the truth, as Paul made clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. And so, as we begin this study, I want to indicate to you that it will be my purpose to lead the audience to understand the various reasons why men fail to arrive at truth in religious matters. Our text teaches us that God would have us to learn the truth, that we must have the truth in order to be saved, and yet there is the clear fact that many never do learn the truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, there is a passage of very great importance. Paul says, in regard to some, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, why should this be? Why should it be the case that there are men, as the Bible plainly teaches, who are ever learning, that is, they may ever be reading the Bible, and yet they do not arrive at truth? Our lesson will be directed toward the answering of that question. I suggest to you that some never arrive at truth because they just do not want truth, and they do not even seek the truth. Now let's describe this condition. They are filled with desire for carnal matters, as we learn in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15, wherein the Lord's describing the spreading of the gospel by the preaching of the word, of men being saved because the seed of God, which is his word, Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, has been sown in their heart. But it does not grow, just like seed that is sown on hard ground and the birds come and snatch it away. This is to be compared, the Lord said, to the devil snatching away the word, lest one should believe and be saved. Now this kind of condition leaves no room for the spiritual. One's heart is so hard, he's so determined to live for the world and after the world, that he simply leaves no room in his heart for God. As we have studied recently in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And so, friends, you see, in order for you to learn the truth, you must love the truth. You've got to want it. Some people never learn the truth because deep down in their hearts they do not really love the truth. In the second place, I suggest to you that some never learn the truth, they never arrive at truth, because they seek it but in a prejudiced way. Now let's describe this condition. It's a condition of a person who comes to the Bible. He may read it every day. It may be even that you are a person who's read the Bible almost every day of your life, and yet you have not learned the truth for the simple reason that you have been reading the Bible to prove only some view that you held before you ever studied the Bible. As Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 4 says, "If any man comes to God with an idol in his heart, God will answer him according to that idol." Now that means that every one of us, your speaker included, must be willing to go to the Bible in honesty and in humility, with the idea in mind that we must be willing to let God speak. God has not given us the job of writing a Bible, of inventing a new message, but he has rather given us the task of finding out the message that he has given and submitting ourselves to that. And so some men do not arrive at truth because they seek it but in a prejudiced way. The condition of having this kind of attitude is repudiated in the Scriptures. The Bible makes this clear in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue to study why some men do not learn the truth.